It's time for the truth, without the spin, without the bias, without the political correctness. Get that every day at deannewman.org. Here's your host, Dan Newman.
Welcome in, folks, to another edition of DanNewman.org. Today is the 5th of June, the number 5, a very big number in today's story because we are celebrating, in the middle of celebrations, of the first 500 days of the Donald Trump residency in the White House in Washington, D.C. That's right. There's a whole lot to look at and talk about. 500 days, for those of you keeping up with the numbers and computing the time, for those of you who don't like Donald Trump, after 500 days, that means in a one-term presidency, he would have 960 days left for a total of 1,460 days until another president would be inaugurated. But for those folks who really feel they like the direction of the nation under this president, he's got 2,420 days left after 8 years in the White House. So, in this environment in which the leftist media, the national media, seldom give this president any kind of even news reporting on the positive and good things that have happened in the first 500 days of his presidency, here's what we're going to do today. We're going to summarize some of those 500. Now, after his first 100 days in office, before we were doing audio blog posts, we detailed every one of the major accomplishments of the first 100 days of the Trump presidency. There are so many, it took 3 days of 2,000-word literation of all of the accomplishments under Donald Trump in the first 100 days. We're not going to do that today. We're just going to summarize it. Believe me, if we tried to do them all, no kidding, it would take hours to do. So let's get started. In the first 500 days of a President Trump, what was accomplished? Let's break it up into a few sectors. First, we'll start with America's economy. I think everybody will agree. The economy is better. And if you don't agree, you're being disingenuous, because it is better. Nearly 3 million jobs have been created. 304,000 manufacturing jobs have been created, and manufacturing employment stands at its highest level since December of 2008. 2008. That's right about the time, guess who, entered his first term as president. 337,000 construction jobs have been created, and construction employment stands at its highest level since June of 2008. The unemployment rate has dropped to 3.8%, the lowest rate since April of 2000, and job openings have reached 6.6 million, the highest level ever recorded. 67% of Americans believe now is a good time to find a quality job, according to Gallup poll, who is not, incidentally, a lean right conservative polling company. More than 50% of Americans believed it's a good time to find a quality job since Gallup began asking the question 17 years ago, not under any other presidency since. An executive order to expand apprenticeship opportunities and job training and workforce development to empower workers to seize more opportunities was signed. Confidence in the American economy among both consumers and businesses is at historic rates. Consumer confidence in current conditions has reached a 17-year high. That's according to the National Conference Board. Optimism among manufacturers has hit record highs under President Trump, according to the National Association of Manufacturers. Small business optimism has sustained record high levels, according to the National Federation of Independent Business. The Historic Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was signed into law, cutting taxes for American families and making American businesses more competitive. American families received $3.2 trillion in gross tax cuts and saw the child tax credit double. The top corporate tax rate was lowered from 35 to 21% so American businesses could be more competitive. And oh, that's why and how all those new jobs were created. The rollback of unnecessary job-killing regulations got underway at full steam. In 2017, President Trump far exceeded his promise to eliminate regulations at a 2-to-1 ratio, issuing 22 deregulatory actions for every new regulatory action. The administration rolled back rules and regulations harming farmers and energy producers, such as the Waters of the United States rule and the Clean Power Plan. Regional and community banks and credit unions got regulation relief with signed legislation reducing harmful requirements imposed by the Dodd-Frank Act. In the first 500 days of the Trump presidency, the president has advanced free, fair, and reciprocal trade deals that protect American workers, ending decades of destructive trade policies. Just days after taking office, the president withdrew the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations and agreement. The administration is working to defend American intellectual property from China's unfair practices through a range of actions. Also, the administration improved the CORUS trade agreement with the Republic of Korea, which will allow more U.S. automobile exports to South Korea with lower tariffs and increase U.S. pharmaceutical access to South Korea. American agriculture has gained access to new markets. Oh, let's move on. How about foreign policy improvements? They were abundant in the first 500 days. The president hit the ground running, actually hit the air running after his inauguration. He followed through on his promise to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. An end to U.S. participation in the Iran nuclear deal was initiated with the immediate process of reimposing sanctions that had been lifted or waived against Iran. The administration has taken action to confront aggression by Iran and its proxies. The Department of the Treasury has issued a range of sanctions targeting Iranian activities and entities, including the Islamic Revolutionary Guard. The U.S. has led an unprecedented global campaign to achieve the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. And we all look forward to that summit with Kim Jong-un and President Trump on the 12th of June. 17 Americans held overseas were released at no cost to the U.S. in the first 500 days. In May of 2018, Venezuela released one American and North Korea released three Americans who came home to the United States. The nation saw historic increases in defense funding in order to rebuild our military with the resources they need after years of harmful sequester. Legislation was signed to provide $700 billion in defense spending for fiscal year 2018 and $716 billion for fiscal year 2019. The United States has worked with international allies to decimate ISIS. Strikes against Syria were initiated in response to the regime's use of chemical weapons in April 2017 and again in April 2018. A range of sanctions were imposed on the Maduro dictatorship in Venezuela, including sanctions targeting Maduro and other senior government officials. We're in the summary mode here, folks. We're not going through all the details. Don't want to put you to sleep, but these are very important things that you'll probably hear just bits and pieces on national media. But you're going to hear all about it right here at dnewman.org. We're going to come right back and talk more about the first 500 days, and we're going to get into it with border security. That's up next at dnewman.org.
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say.
Mm-mm.
How about China?
Mm.
Germany?
Mm.
How about people from the North Pole?
Mm.
Or Mars? What about mimes? Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut?
Oh.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet.
Mmm.
Mmm. Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers?
Mmm.
Mmm. What about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip?
Mmm.
Mmm.
Well, that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton Green Tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's mmm to you. Lipton Tea can do that.
Don't ever miss a story or podcast. Get an email link to every new story and podcast by entering your email address on the homepage of dnewman.org. If it's relevant, you'll get it here.
And, of course, what we're talking about today is relevant. The accomplishments of this administration in the first 500 days of Donald Trump as U.S. president. And we're going to segue right into border security. It's been front and center in a lot of people's minds, and especially this president in his first 100 days. Despite limited resources and little support from Congress, the administration has worked to take control of border and enforce our immigration laws. Legislation is now pending that asks Congress to provide the resources needed to secure our borders and close loopholes that prevent immigration laws from being fully enforced. Trump authorized the deployment of the National Guard to help secure our borders. The administration has carried out immigration enforcement efforts based on the rule of law. From January to the end of fiscal year 2017, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that's ICE, and removal operations, that's ERO, made 110,568 arrests of illegal aliens. Arrests made in this time frame represented a 42% increase from the same time frame in fiscal year 2016. Of the 110,568 arrests that were made, 92% had a criminal conviction, pending criminal charges, were an ICE fugitive, or had a reinstated final order of removal. It is clear that this administration will continue to combat the threat of MS-13 in order to protect communities from the horrendous violence this gang has spread, and it's now taking over towns and cities across the U.S., and the left totally ignore it. In 2017, the Department of Justice worked with partners in Central America to file criminal charges against more than 4,000 members of MS-13. The administration has cracked down on the import and distribution of illegal drugs in order to stop them from reaching our communities and causing even more devastation. As of April 2018, U.S. Border Patrol has seized 284 pounds of fentanyl. That's even stronger than heroin, folks. And that happened in fiscal year 2018, already surpassing the total of 181 pounds seized in fiscal year 2017. A nationwide effort was launched to fight the opioid crisis. The president's opioid initiative seeks to reduce drug demand, cut off the flow of illicit drugs, and save lives by expanding treatment opportunities. As part of the omnibus spending bill, nearly $4 billion was allocated to address the opioid epidemic. The bill included $1 billion for grants focused on the hardest hit states and tribes of Indians, and provides funding for a public-private research partnership on pain and addiction. And we're going to close this segment out talking about the accomplishments in the first 500 days of the Trump administration with a little tidbit here on government accountability. President Trump has confirmed the most circuit court judges of any president in their first year and secured Justice Neil Gorsuch's confirmation to the U.S. Supreme Court. Legislation was signed to bring more accountability to the Department of Veterans Affairs and provide veterans with more choice in the care they receive. The Department of Veterans Affairs Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act of 2017 was signed, improving processes for addressing misconduct. President Trump signed the VA Choice and Quality Employment Act into law, authorizing $2.1 billion in additional funds for the Veterans Choice Program. And I've got an inside story, a personal story to tell you about that very act in just a moment. The administration successfully eliminated the penalty for Obamacare's costly and unfair and arbitrary individual mandate. The administration is seeking to provide more affordable health coverage and broader access to affordable alternatives to Obamacare plans. A blueprint to lower drug prices for Americans was just released to Congress. I do not understand why I can go to Zurich, Switzerland, and buy certain prescription drugs that almost every elderly person in America, or probably at least 60 or 70% take on a regular basis. I can buy them in Zurich, Switzerland for 40, 50, 60% of what you pay in the United States. There's just something not right about that. And the president, this president, is tackling that problem right now. President Trump has ensured that the religious liberties and conscience of Americans are protected and respected by the federal government. The president signed an executive order to protect the free speech and religious liberties of groups such as the Little Sisters of the Poor. The Department of Justice issued guidance to all executive agencies on protecting religious liberty in federal programs. Now, I told you I was going to tell you a personal story about the veterans program that was signed into bill, the VA Choice and Quality Employment Act into law. I just hours ago left the bedside of a U.S. veteran who had a serious heart issue that he's been dealing with for some time. And there's a procedure called ablation that is becoming pretty common in the private sector in the United States, but there are only a couple of veterans hospitals in the United States that do it. And it's a extension of a heart cath procedure where it's similar to a normal heart cath, except they'll, after they locate specific spots in the patient's heart, they'll pull the heart cath monitor out. They'll mark those spots that they saw that need a simple shock, electric shock, and do that by heart cath. They don't have to crack the chest. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of veterans that need that procedure. And it was only available in the South at a hospital, a VA hospital in Little Rock, Arkansas. With the signing of this act, this veteran today, this morning, had the procedure done at a private hospital in my city that if he had not been able to get it done now under his veterans' care and this act, he would have had to have waited a year to get the procedure performed in Little Rock, Arkansas. That is due to not just talking about improving care for our veterans, but doing something about it. I know, folks, there are a lot of people that don't like President Trump. On a personal level, you may not like his messaging. You may not like the way he talks sometimes and the things he says. But one thing you cannot say is that he's got nothing done in his first 500 days. Glad there's more to come, too. Hey, listen, thank you so much for joining us here at dnewman.org. We're going to go back and pick up on the political corruption, Washington, D.C. for sale. The next part of that will be on our next program. Make sure that you've registered your email address on the homepage of dnewman.org. And when you do, anytime there's a new podcast or story posted, you'll get an email early in the morning that day with a link to go right to it so you'll never miss one here. You're very appreciated. We love having you along. Stay tuned. And thanks for joining us at dnewman.org.